At the beginning of our Lenten journey of each week, we are singing verses from the hymn, Tree of Life. Every week, we sing a combination of verses that invite us to think about how we are connected to everything that is around us. The Tree of Life is used in many mythologies throughout the world. The Tree of Life can be seen as a symbol of a fresh start, positive energy, good health and bright future. It is also seen as a symbol of immortality. A tree grows old, yet it bears seeds that contain its very essence, and in this way, the tree becomes immortal. It can be a symbol of growth and strength. In our faith stories, the Tree of Life is a part of the story of the Garden of Eden. God planted a garden in Eden, in the east. Out of the ground, God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The Tree of Life in the midst of the garden. And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We hear this in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Other trees were planted. Some were recognizable as good for food. By their presence, some gave a place that nurtured souls. We hear about the tree of knowledge of good and evil a lot. The tree of life doesn't get much press. In the middle of the garden where trees offer sustenance for life or challenge the integrity and faith of the human inhabitants, the tree of life is just there, quietly waiting to be cared for, as it, along with the other trees, would need sunshine and water and protection from evil, destructive forces. Quietly waiting for someone to see past the noise of the busyness of getting stuff for food, or the noise of figuring out what's wrong or right, or who is first or last. Quietly waiting to be acknowledged for its own value. Trees of life, bearers of wisdom, are used in other stories too. In Proverbs, the tree is associated with knowledge. Moses learns from the burning bush. In Buddhism, the Bodhi tree is where Buddha received knowledge. We see Zechariah climb a tree to see Jesus. Wood from trees was used to cradle Jesus as he was born and to hold him as he died. Life needs to be nurtured. Life needs to be cared for. Life is ever evolving and growing. Today we meet another tree. This one is struggling. It is one of many trees growing together in a vineyard. A vineyard is full of carers, people who look after the vines. But in a metaphor for life, this is a bit suspect because the vines are not allowed to grow their own way. They must conform. They are forced to bend in a certain direction so that what they produce will fit a certain size and shape. If they do not produce as demanded, then they are discarded. Not typically replanted somewhere else to do their own thing, but thrown out as though they were worthless. But just a minute. This is a fig tree in a vineyard? Does it even belong there? Fig trees are usually in an orchard. Vineyards are usually for grapes. What if that poor fig tree was placed in land that couldn't give it what it needed? What if what is good for the grape is not good for the fig? That changes things up a bit, doesn't it? So how does this speak to us today? Where do we try to make people conform, and when they can't or don't, we just throw them out? Where do we see people who don't fit the norm, who need something different to survive and thrive? Today, as I watch the news and hear many conversations around communities that I am part of, I look at this parable and I wonder if we have become the landowner. In this small story, the landowner can be seen coming into the picture angry, yelling, demanding both attention for himself and retribution for the fig tree, which really hasn't done anything wrong. There is a sense of privilege that things should go only our way. We get angry when things are different. We don't want to talk about what someone else needs. We don't have time to try something new. And it appears as though we really don't care who gets hurt so that we can get our own way, our right. I think we can do better. What if we were the gardener, aware that something isn't working, willing to do the work to find out what might make a difference for someone else? After all, if that one little tree disappeared from the vineyard, it wouldn't make a huge difference to the harvest, would it? But the gardener sees life in that tree, even if it's different, and offers to work with it to find what will make it flourish. I think we could do that. But being the gardener means giving up some extra time, to give special attention to something small and vulnerable, to try different things like fertilizer or drainage or sunshine. Maybe it would mean gently moving the fig tree to a better spot. It means changing some habits, some rituals. And not all gardeners are willing to do that. What if we see ourselves as the fig tree, in need of nurturing, scared because we know we need help to be our best, worried because landowners surround us, hoping some gardener will sneak in and help us out? Where are you in the garden of life right now? Can you see others who need support and care? Is there something that you need to give up so that others can thrive? Jesus used these stories to teach us wisdom, to invite us in to see different ways to see and be in the world, to recognize that there are many different ways and places to love our neighbors, and that some will take a lot of effort. What wisdom do you hear in Jesus' story today?